You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This comes from, I think it's pronounced Daria. Might be Daria. I think Daria. She says, hey boys, my husband is giving me a lot of bleep. We'll say crap.
Okay.
My husband is giving me, see, here's my argument again, Jeremy. We all know what she's saying, and yet we're not allowed to say it.
Well, yeah.
I don't get it.
A lot of bleep. Attitude.
It's stupid.
Attitude?
We can all plug in our heads the word, and yet we're not allowed to say it. I think these
sass?
Rules
was
about language
sass?
Are stupid. My husband is giving me a lot of crap because I got totally freaked out by a sound last night. Now, keep in mind, we got this on Friday, so I guess this would have been Thursday night. I got totally freaked out by a sound. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. It sounded like someone moving around.
Uh-oh.
And this is classic. She goes, my husband wouldn't go investigate. He said it was nothing. I should just go back to sleep. Can you just see that? It's 1 a.m. And she's like, there's a sound. There's
go look,
a sound.
Go look, go look.
And he's like, I'm tired.
You go look.
That's what he told her, I guess.
Uh-huh.
She says, after a few minutes of hearing it, I had to go. The only thing I could here's the best part of this whole note. Because if you don't get a visual from this, you're crazy. Darius says, the only thing I could find to take with me for protection was a blow dryer.
Yeah, give him hell.
We don't have a golf club or anything in the bedroom. So she's unplugging a blow
dryer.
You know,
not a bad weapon.
I figure if you're like face to face with someone.
You can hit somebody with it. You could swing it around by the cord and then whack them.
There you go.
Not a bad device.
1 o'clock in the morning and she's walking through the house with her blow dryer. She says, I crept through the house and finally found it. It was a deer on our patio eating out of one of my planters.
Oh, see.
She goes, I don't know who was more scared when we came eye to eye through the sliding glass door. My husband is still laughing at me and wants to take a picture of me holding the blow dryer by the sliding glass door. I'm just wondering if you've ever done a show on strange sounds at night.
Well, we are now.
Thank you. I love your show. 2 exclamation points. That's Daria.
Oh, that's sweet.
I don't recall us doing. If we have done a show on the weird sounds at night, I don't. It's been a long time,
and I don't remember it. Yeah, so essentially, what was that boom, that creak, that scratch, that break?
And it turned out to be the most ridiculous thing.
Celia wrote in a few minutes ago, and she said, my entire closet system fell out of the wall in the middle of the night. The most insane, terrifying sound to wake up to. even though after I investigated and found out what it was, I could not fall back asleep. So
That's funny. The sound
in the middle of the night was her closet system falling off the wall.
That is
shoes
funny.
Everywhere. Isn't that funny when you do hear something in the middle of the night and you're like half out of it and you're really groggy and you're like, did I actually hear that or was I dreaming it? Is it necessary to investigate or should I just lay here and get murdered? It's that weird middle world, you know? Did I really hear something?
And you're trying to recreate the sound in your head so you can try to explain what it was.
Right, exactly.
Like, I live in a house that makes funny little creaks and grunts and groans.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll hear them. And that's the worst because, you know, somebody could break into my house.
Yeah, and you didn't.
And now my house is the house that cried wolf, because my house is making all these ridiculous sounds, so that when somebody does break in, I'm not going to know. You're because like, I'm just going to think it's me, an old man house making
it. It's
sound.
The old house settling into the ground, is what it is.
Parker wrote in and said, "I think the bigger question is Daria's husband not going to check. Is anyone upset about that?" Well,
no. That's like
No, that's a good question.
That is, yeah.
Now, I can see him saying, it's nothing, go back to sleep. But when she gets up and unplugs the hairdryer and starts walking out of the room, I think then you got to get up and go provide assistance.
You have to scamper behind her at that point.
Holding onto her shoulders.
With the curling iron, apparently.
You've got the weapon, honey. I'm right here behind you.
Melissa wrote in. She says, I heard a giant crash in the middle of the night and I went to check it out. Turned out to be that my fridge had popped open and spilled out a giant bowl of leftover spaghetti all over the floor. She says,
right.
I was really tired and I just shoved it in before I went to bed. It scared the crap out of me.
That's great.
Just kind of push that door open.
Amber Danny. Says, I once heard a sound and took a hairbrush, so I can totally relate to the hairdryer. I don't know what the various, what are the various weapons that one can bring when checking out
from
house
the bathroom,
sounds?
I guess. Rob says, I live in Conifer. I had a bear cub make its way into my doggy door at about 2 a.m. about a week ago, opening up cabinets, pots and pans hitting the floor. Little guy was going through everything. When he saw me, he bolted. Rob continues to say, funny thing is, I don't even have a dog, and I don't need the doggy door.
Oh, that's great.
So the bear came in.
That's like my friend Julie, the labor and delivery nurse. Julie lives out in Lakewood, and she told me the story once about hearing a sound in the night and went into her kitchen, and it was she had a doggy door for her dogs, and she had forgotten, because, you know, you can put like a little lock thing on that or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
She had neglected to do that, and it was a family of three different raccoons that had come in through the doggy
yes.
door. And raccoons, you don't want to screw around with, because those are mean
creatures. They will bite
creatures.
Your face and give you rabies.
She pretty much had to stand back and watch as they went down into her basement, rooted around for a little bit, then came back up, and all three of them, boop, 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 back out the doggy door.
So just let them do in. Their thing, yeah.
They came in, they looked at her. They went and investigated.
Checked
the
out
house
the pool table
left.
In the basement and bounced. Yeah.
Along those lines, Erin said, my mother-in-law lives in Florida, and her Ring camera picked up something at her front door, and yes, it was an alligator in the middle of the night.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
She says, I don't know how people live there. Erin, I'm with you.
Speaking of biting your face off.
Yeah, I am with you. All the stories of people in Florida with getting awakened by their Ring camera and it's an alligator. Why
terrifying.
Do you choose
terrifying.
To live there?
It's crazy. let me tell you a real quick story. My neighbors called me. Well, they were texting me, first of all, on Sunday. It's funny that they knew this was immediately me, but we were over at their house on Saturday night. And it was a fairly large get-together, so a lot of people are talking. Nobody's really paying attention. And here's a little prank pro tip for you guys. If you see the Alexa sitting on the counter, walk over and very quietly go, Alexa, set alarm for 1 a.m.
That's fantastic.
Alexa,
do it.
Set an alarm for 2:30 a.m. Alexa, set an alarm for 4 a.m. And it went off all three times for these people in the middle of the night. The doodle-doot, doodle-doot, doodle-doot. And on Sunday morning, they were texting me, Jeremy, U-S-O-B.
That's fantastic, though.
That's the sound that you have fun with in the middle of the night right there.
So now we have to all go to bed and tell Alexa to cancel all alarms.
Cancel all alarms, yes. It's such a good prank, man. Everybody do it to your friends.